USA Radio News with John Hunt.
One in three parents does not intend to have their child vaccinated for the flu this season, according to a new poll, despite the potential threat of a second wave of COVID-19. Health officials have increasingly emphasized the importance of vaccinations this year, in part to limit stress on the healthcare system during the coronavirus pandemic. If the flu is not controlled, hospitals could become overwhelmed by dealing with both. Despite this, 32% of parents say their child is unlikely to get a flu vaccine, according to the recent national poll on children's health. Many of the parents say they are worried about the side effects of the flu vaccine, and meanwhile, other parents believe the flu vaccine is not necessary or effective. As early as April, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began encouraging all Americans to consider getting a flu shot immediately. And if you're unvaccinated, it'll be tough to tell the difference between the flu and COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Prayer filled the air at a rally in D.C., and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Around 60,000 people prayed on the National Mall as part of the 2020 Prayer March led by the Reverend Franklin Graham. He says he organized the rally to try to heal America, saying people are divided amid feelings of fear and uncertainty. Also on hand and addressing the crowd was Vice President Mike Pence. He offered prayers for those who have suffered through or died from the COVID-19 virus. He also wanted to remember those who are on the front lines of fighting it.
Pray for our doctors and nurses and all of those that are bringing America through this challenging time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump announced Judge Amy Coney Barrett as his nominee for the Supreme Court seat left vacant by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death last week. Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham announced the confirmation hearings would begin on October 12th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
If you're taking supplements to try to fight the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci has his words on that, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Some people are taking supplements and hoping to boost their immune system so they don't catch the coronavirus. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, member of the coronavirus task force team, says it's a waste of money.
There aren't very many things that you can take in supplements that can boost your immunity. With all due respect to the thousands of bottles, this herb and that herb and the other thing, the best way to maintain your immunity is healthy living.
Fauci is, though, a fan of vitamin D supplements, as many people are stuck inside.
Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked as service members struggle under COVID-19, war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. While the data is incomplete and the causes of suicide are complex, Army and Air Force officials say they believe the pandemic is adding to the stress of an already strained force. And senior Army leaders who say they've seen about a 30% jump in active duty suicide so far this year said they're looking at shortening combat deployments. Such a move would be part of a broader effort to make the well-being of soldiers and their families the Army's top priority, overtaking combat readiness and weapons modernization. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.